first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Alan Ridge gets a big scare.
The miles of cliff between the wharf and the De Anza Immobile Home Park have just one house between our wonderful path and the water. If it weren't so quaintly nestled in its grove of evergreen and gum trees, it would have spoiled the vista of the bay for us West Cliff walkers. But it's a pretty place, a landmark visible for a mile in each direction, a progress marker more conspicuous than the numbers painted on the pavement. The other day, dump trucks crunched into the garden, a buffer of protection against wild winter waves. Structures which had defied relentless coastal retreat were rudely stripped of their walls and roof. The skeletal redwood frame through which the bay and sky were now more visible had a haunting beauty, but I was alarmed by the transformation. This site is both precious and precarious. What if its astronomical value demanded that an extravagant mansion be planted there? Would it be an opaque fortress, reinforced against quakes and sieges from the rising ocean? An email exchange with the contractor was reassuring. The buildings would not be raised, but, he punned, their skeletons would be raised a few feet while a more robust foundation is poured. Outside the modernized interiors, 1307 will continue to grace this grand landscape as it has for 80 years.
Alan Rich is a cultural geographer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.